When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, as we are every Monday. And every Monday, the Brandon Graham Show is here at 6 with me, BG, Howard Eskin, and then the Players Lounge. This week's guest on the Players Lounge will be Jordan Mailata. Joining us every Monday at 4, Donovan McNabb, brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Auto Service. Go United. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Donovan, how are we feeling?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you guys?
I have to say, I think we're doing pretty good today, man. beating the crap out of the Cowboys feels pretty good. Feels pretty good.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Don, I mean, when you have a balanced offense like we've seen, I mean, rushing the ball for over 180 yards and passing the ball for over 190 yards, I mean, that's pretty balanced, if you ask me. You eliminate some of the turnovers, that game could have been worse, but... You know, we'll take what we can. I think what we've seen from a defensive standpoint is just continuous progression over the last couple of weeks, and you have to be proud of what we've been seeing.
You know, Donovan, so, well, let's start with the defense, because they went from preseason, we were all hoping that the defense could be passable, get mid-pack. And then there have just been signs over the weeks that they're growing and growing, and they look to us like a legitimately good defense. You know, I hesitate to say top 5 or 10 defense in the NFL, but they are actually looking like it now. Are you seeing a legitimately good defense when you're watching them?
Well, I will say both, that I'm pretty proud of what we've been seeing so far. Now, can we say that we've seen multiple top 5 type of offenses over the last couple of weeks? I would probably have to say no. I just worry about if that same impact will happen when we do see those particular offenses. But I think what we've seen is definitely a confidence booster for our defense, for the offenses that we've been facing. I think Vic Fangio has been, you know, doing a good job of just dialing up blitzes. And that's the thing that I wanted to see more of. Not so much of just rushing 4 or 5 or possibly 6. I want to see multiple pressures, to not so much have our secondary just kind of playing man and then get caught up on a scramble or whatever it may be. But if we continue to add more pressure as we continue to go along, I think good things can happen for our defense.
All right, so, Fab, when you look at this secondary, right, they're very young, but they're very talented. As a quarterback, and if you're going up against these guys, I'm wondering what a quarterback is sort of looking or thinking as far as where can I take advantage of what they're doing there. What is it that this secondary is doing so well that is allowing them to be effective the way that they've been really for the last 5 weeks?
Well, you know what? The thing that we talked about last season, Ike, was being able to cover the middle of the football field. And that was something that was definitely a weakness on our defense, and that being our linebackers and our safeties. I think our safeties and linebackers now have become a little bit more of a threat in a passing game, so to speak, where you're just not allowing tight ends and number 2 receivers to kind of just do what they want to do. Now, obviously, you go all the way back to when we played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before everybody started getting hurt. That was still an issue. And so I think we've gotten better at that particular aspect of things. And then our pass rush. So I think our pass rush plays such a major factor in the way our secondary is able to cover. And Ike, you know that. I mean, if we're able to get some pressure from the interior part of our D-line and then now our outside linebackers and DNs get a chance to clean up, as far as the linebackers are concerned, you're not covering for more than 2.5 seconds. So that right there is a major plus for our secondary.
What does it do to a quarterback when you're – it seems like sort of an obvious question, but I'm just wondering from a comfort level and a feeling standpoint back there as a quarterback, what does that do to you when you feel like pressure is coming from that front four and you're not getting guys open down the field? Does that make a quarterback uncomfortable in the pocket?
Well, it makes it uncomfortable if he continues to get pressure from the interior part of that D-line. Now, if you're getting pressure up the middle, and as a quarterback, you're trying to find that lane down to sit and be able to go through your reads. And if you're not able to do that, then now that starts to tuck it away and try to pick up yards with your leg. But as far as the quarterback is concerned, our offenses are, especially in the league now, based off timing. And if it throws the timing off, now that takes you off either your number one or number two receiver, and you're hoping that number three is open. And if you're getting pressure and continuously getting pressure, the quarterbacks are going to start looking at the pressure. Their eyes are going to come from looking at downfield at the receivers and now looking more at the pressure. And that's when the defense is won.
Donovan McNabb with us, as he is every Monday at 4. Donovan, you mentioned the turnovers on offense. It seemed like in that last drive of the first half, something just flipped with Jalen, and he was way better from that point on for the rest of the game than he was early in the game. Is there something that you could see that changed in what he was doing that allowed him to play better after that spot?
I think it was just more the flow of the offense. I mean, as a quarterback, everything that we do is based off rhythm. It could be your passing, it could be your running game, it could be your check, it could be your decision making, whatever it may be. It's about rhythm. And once you get into your rhythm, you're in that groove, then you feel like everything works. And so when the running game is working, the play-action game is working, he's spreading the ball around, guys are getting more involved, all of a sudden now that quarterback looks like he's in his groove. And so as far as an offense is concerned, when the quarterback's in his groove, anything they dial up feels like it's going to work. And that's what we started to see. The ball started to move around a little bit. Saquon did a great job, obviously, you know, getting our tight ends involved. At any time, everybody's at the party, and everybody's going to have a good time.
So I want to be clear. Jalen didn't say anything about this, but there was some discussion during the broadcast and after the game.
Oh, boy, here we go.
This is why I wanted to ask you about it, because I knew what your reaction would be. The sun. Did you have to deal with the sun being up when you were a quarterback?
First of all, I've never played in a stadium like that where it was ours.
Right.
So, you know, I played in stadiums like the Dallas Cowboys back in the day when they had the sun was just kind of directly down the middle with the crown on the field.
They had the hole in the roof. Yeah.
Yes. We played in Arizona when the sun was open, when the rooftop was open. The sun was kind of in different areas. So there are stadiums like that. I won't say that was an excuse. Because if you look at the telecast and then when you watched it on the game time live, you did see that flare, that kind of like glare from the sun. Don't know if it was directly in his eyes, but I did see the sun kind of in the end zone area there. So it's something that everybody can laugh at and pick and choose or whatever it may be. But I wasn't out there on the field, so I can't really comment on that aspect of it.
You have to be happy with the pass to Saquon in space. I think it was 3rd and 6 on the Cowboys 20. Just the ability to get the running ball get the running back the ball in space like that is
right.
Something that you've been calling for, and it
right.
had to feel good to see it work.
Well, and that's the thing is, it was something that we have been used to, and he's that type of dynamic athlete that you want to find ways to get him in spaces. And as we've seen over the last couple of weeks, not one person is going to bring Saquon down. I'm sorry. Either he's going to make you a highlight film, or, you know, who knows? He might jump over you sideways now since he's already done it backwards. So I just think for the athletes that we have to find ways to create mismatches and get one-on-ones and allow them to be dynamic. And if we can do that, now everyone else has their opportunity to take advantage So I just think for our offense, if we can get guys in space and get them in that opportunity, and especially for a guy like Saquon, we already see a 2-3 yard catch can turn into 40, 50 easily.
Yeah. I mean, I look at yesterday, Five, as a professional win. Like, they went down there, they took care of business.
Correct.
Took care of business. We know they got a big game coming up Thursday. I wanted to get your thoughts on this upcoming matchup. Jaden Daniels, they lost a tough game yesterday to Pittsburgh, but that's still a good football team. They're coming in on a short week. How do you like where the Eagles are playing right now and stacking them up against this Commanders team when they come in Thursday night?
This Commander team cannot be overlooked. And you know, we've heard it many a times. Like, when you come off a big win and then you're playing against a team that suffered a tough loss, but they're still a good team, that you can't overlook. You cannot overlook this Commander team. Jaden Daniels is not only ahead for the Rookie of the Year, but he's definitely in the top three as far as MVP is concerned in the league. He's accurate. He's a guy that spreads the ball around. He can utilize his legs. He's not afraid to sit in the pocket and deliver a strike and take the hit. And you have to say, you have to give a little bit of credit to that coaching staff of the Washington Commanders, because those guys have really changed that culture around. They had them believing that they can compete in each and every game and win every game. Guys are making plays all around the field. And then they went and made a big trade to bring Latimer in. So I'm pretty sure he'll be up this week for them in that secondary. So it's going to be a big matchup for us. I think we have to continue to keep our momentum going, being efficient on third down, protecting the football, eliminating the turnovers, and creating turnovers on the defensive end.
Donovan, last one. What's it like as a quarterback preparing in this short week? You know, they played yesterday and they play again on Thursday. How do you do that? Is it like a cram session? Is that how you do it?
It's something I think they prepared for a little bit last week. Not much is going to change. Maybe a little bit of formations here and there, but the plays will pretty much still be the same. The scouting aspect of it will be, you know, depending on playing the Dallas Cowboys and not playing the Washington Commanders, where defensive fronts and defensive secondaries, the way they play, pretty much are pretty similar. Obviously, focal point of different players on each team will be a little bit different. But I think you'll start to see a little bit of similarity of what you've seen against Dallas with the Washington Commanders this week.
All right, Donovan. Well, we're actually going to stop the show now because they won so convincingly. We don't have anything to talk about. So,
you got nothing else to talk about, for real.
Well, you know what? You know, Ike has had his coffee. Yep. He sounds like he's had a great lunch. You know, he feels energized. You know, I like where you guys are at right now. So go ahead and take the day off and, just come with some different content tomorrow.
I like it. All right, Donovan. Thank you, man.
All right, broski.
All right, you guys take it easy. Yep, sir.
All right, there he is, Donovan McNabb. 215-592-9494. Do you consider the Eagles true Super Bowl contenders now, and should Jack have to shave his head if the Eagles beat the Commanders on Thursday night?
I was this close to delivering a number five joke there with Jaden Daniels.
I know.
I was close.
I didn't know how to work it in.
Yeah, no. Probably.
It would have been different from you than me,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that is the only one that I could pull off.
What? You know what? And I don't even know if I could have pulled it off, which is why I didn't do it.
Like, I was thinking in my head, could I make a joke that they gave away Donovan's number?
Right. I mean, I started to go down that road.
Yeah.
I started to.
Favorite memory as a Commander?
It didn't end well, so I don't think he has very fond memories.
Sure.
About being there.
No.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Or the Vikings.
You're right. Well,
I forgot about the Vikings. Yeah, yeah, but you're right.
Kay in North Carolina, you're on WIP. What's up, Kay?
Hello. Good afternoon, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Long time no hear, Kay. What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Last time I called was the beginning of the season, but I was listening today, and I wasn't going to call in. I was going to wait until after Five got on, but look at this. I have the honor of speaking after one of my favorite QBs that ever wore green, because I'm a young Eagles fan. But
just like
I've been listening, you know, for a couple weeks, because I stopped listening for a while because I got busy, and I never really understood why people didn't like Spike. I didn't really, like, understand it.
But now you get it?
But now I get it. But now,
what the hell? Get out of here. Get out of here.
Like, before it was just, you know, all Spike left and he was the manager, and he went to New York, and then he came back. And I'm like, all right, but what's the big deal? But, like, Spike, you are, like, a low-key, you hate, but then you come back and try to, like, nice it up. Like, you're not hating.
You got to come to my side, like, Spike.
You throw a lot of shots at Jalen, and then you come and say, well, what? I said he was good. He didn't make any fumbles. He didn't even do this. But he's not better than Josh Allen.
Well,
and,
well he's not.
You hear what I'm saying?
Or Justin Herbert.
But it's a, but see the thing, Kay, maybe we can come to a truce here.
Truce.
Here's where I am. I don't think he's as good as Josh Allen, but that's okay. We don't have to have the best quarterback in the league all the time. You know, the best quarterback in the league doesn't. There's only one team. Well, Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. Josh Allen is two, I guess. There's only two teams that have those. But every other team has to try to win a Super Bowl, too. So what I try to do with Jalen is be as honest as I can be. I promise you, I've been a hater before. I'm not a hater. I don't like the Jalen. The Jalen backers are bordering on hate. But Jalen himself, absolutely not. I don't think he is perfect. I don't think he's the best quarterback in the league. But what I've come to is the realization that he can be good enough to get us there.
Mm-hmm. To win.
To win. That's what, what I'm saying. To win. That's what I mean.
Win it all.
When I say get us there, I mean that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Listen, we won with Foles.
Back down Broad Street on a parade. But no, I get it, though. I totally get it. Like, we should be critical of him when he needs to be. Tell him when he's good. That means that's just how Philly fans are. But I'm just telling you, I get why people don't like him now.
But like, I'm a good person, Kay. I'm such a good person.
The jury's still out on that.
Like, no,
he's a good person. He's a good person. Like, he's a good person.
Haters need love too, Kay.
But you're good.
Okay.
You're growing on me.
Okay.
The same way Jack had to grow on me, because Jack wasn't always in the family either. Jack replaced Ben. You got to realize that. So Jack had to grow on a lot of us loyal listeners too. And I can say
there wasn't that many listeners.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, it was. We were listening to Ike and John and Ben.
Right, yeah.
And you came. I'm not saying that you were horrible, but you had big shoes to fill and you filled them, and you were great, Jack.
They were tiny shoes.
You're part of the family. You know, you're gonna say tiny. I don't think you're small as ESPs, but we ain't gonna go there.
Wow, we just fired at everybody.
Yeah, a lot of size sevens at WIP.
I love this guy.
But no, but it was a good show today, guys. I listened from the beginning to right now. But I mean, Spike, I'm gonna let you keep growing. I'm not going, you know, hold
hold
you
on. Did Ike ever have to grow on you, or was Ike always just?
She was in with Ike from the beginning.
Ike has been my dude since the Nets roll 58. Ike ain't never going to do no wrong here in Philly. Ike is a made man.
Oh,
period.
Talk to him, Kay. Talk
Ike
to him.
He's a secret hater.
Ike is a made. He is a voice of reason.
Yes.
Ike is a made man. Ike has no problem with him. Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you, Kay.
But you guys have a great afternoon, and I enjoyed the show today. Thank you, guys.
All right,
that was
Kay.
Awesome.
Yeah, love Kay.
I did not see that going down that road.
No. When she said, I couldn't figure out why – everyone's mad at you, and now I understand. I was like, "Wow, what a curveball!"
I didn't know she was going with you. Now I understand why.
Yeah,
that's pent up right there.
It sure is. 215-592-9494. Mike in Norristown, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
This is your new bit.
Everybody has to have an intro.
Well, I'm in on Mike's bit. I'm in on Mike's bit.
What do you know? What do you say? Is pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, what's going on, folks?
All right, Mike, come on.
Yeah.
Lock in a little bit, Mike. We're having fun.
Keep it, guys interrupting me, man.
No. We want you to cook. You're given the opportunity. Let's go. What do you know? What do you say?
Pumped up, man. It was a great game last night. I'm happy that they destroyed them the way that they did. I'm excited to go down Thursday, tailgate, and get tour up to the game. I got tickets. I'm ready, man.
All right.
Hey, that Thursday night game, Thursday night is going to be something.
Might be in the building.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be in the building.
Well, I might go.
Oh, you mean stay for the game?
Yeah.
Yes, I was going to say we have to work.
No.
Yeah, we'll be literally in the building.
Would you let me cook?
You're not cooking.
You're never cooking.
Why would you not be in the game?
Huh?
Why would you not go to the game?
Well, not everyone goes to the game.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a game since like 2016.
I'll be honest with you, Mike. Sometimes it's when you have to talk about the entire game the next day, just honestly, it's a little bit easier to watch it on TV because you don't catch
it's
everything when you're
easier.
There. Yeah.
But not even close. You can barely see the game being there at the game.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually, especially football. Sometimes you'll be like, well, where the hell did that guy go? Why isn't he on the field anymore? Yeah. And if you're just there, sometimes you don't even know. So that's the issue.
But they're definitely a contender. I think they got a good shot at going. It's too early to say, though. You know, it's a lot of games left to play. Injuries go into effect, like, if they stay healthy, they definitely can beat Detroit. I think Detroit's going to choke. We could end up being a number one seed, and hopefully the playoffs go through the link, man.
I tell you what, man, if we can find a way, I haven't even looked at Detroit's schedule, so I don't know. I just know they play in a tough division, so they don't have easy games coming down the stretch. But they've already beaten their two toughest divisional opponents in their building.
Green Bay and Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah. They beat them on the road already, so you got to wonder. They probably, I mean, listen, as long as we keep winning, and we got to start with Thursday night, we keep the pressure on Detroit to have to win every week.
So they're 8-1. They got Jacksonville, win. Indy,
win.
At Indianapolis, maybe. I don't know.
Although, I mean,
they're frisky.
Yeah.
They're frisky. Chicago's a dumpster fire. Yep. Versus Green Bay, that's a big one. They go versus Buffalo.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then at San Francisco.
That's a tough one.
Versus Minnesota.
Okay. So you got four or five games there where they could get a loss or two.
Yep.
You figure they end up 13-4 or something.
Yeah.
13-4, 14-3.
I need the one
14-3.
Yeah. And that's look, the one seed would be great. That's going to be –
That's a tough one to get.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get.
Need the one seed.
Yep. All right, Mike, what do you go
–
What's that?
You can't sleep on San Fran either. They get healthy.
No, yeah.
No.
They got Ayuk and Samuel.
So I can't remember where Ayuk is. That a season-ending injury?
I thought it was season-ending.
I think that's season-ending. And they had, thank you for the call, Mike. They had a weird thing on the sideline yesterday.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Now, Debo.
Was that Debo pushing long snapper's face?
Yeah, come on, Debo.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
It's weird. The Eagles and the Niners have the same odds to make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're both second. So the Lions are the favorite in the NFC, and then the Eagles and the Niners are tied for second.
Yeah, they're giving the Niners their respect.
Yep.
And they – Listen, if they get healthy, what's to stop them from making a run? The crazy thing about that, the Niners have to fight their way out of the NFC West.
That's a tough division.
Yeah, Arizona's better than a lot of people expected. And you know, we've been on the Rams saying that that's a team you're going to have to worry about coming down the stretch. We ought to be fortunate to be in the NFC East.
Yes.
We've said that before.
Well, especially – and with Dallas falling apart,
yes.
Too. Yeah. All right. What do we got coming up next? Oh. We did mention the Cowboys falling apart. We have some great sound to play you from the unraveling of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Micah.
I just can't wait for you to hear it. I mean, Jerry and Micah and CeeDee Lamb, it's great. So we will play that for you next. Your call is as well. Are the Eagles a true Super Bowl contender, and should Jack have to shave his head if the Eagles beat the Commanders on Thursday? 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Birds at the Half is back next week, November 20th, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation right here. We'll be here all day long. Details online at 94WIP.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, as we are every Monday. Brandon Graham Show at 6, right here at Chickies with BG, Howard Eskin, myself, and then the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest,
Jordan Mailata, who is eligible to come off of IR this week and play on Thursday night. Perhaps we'll get a little insight to that tonight at 7. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, the question was, if the Eagles win Thursday, should Jack and I buzz our heads in support of Coach Sirianni, yes or no? What do you think the poll is like?
Oh, yeah. Let's go yes. And I'll go still some Sirianni haters out there. So they're reluctant. Let me go 70%.
89% say yes.
Yeah, come on.
Damn, 89?
Yeah. 89.
Wow.
They love seeing people shamed.
Yeah. It's the truth. God bless them. God
yeah.
bless
shaved,
And like, listen,
shaved,
yeah. I can handle Sirianni.
Yes, I yeah. know. I know. If you had to pick one, yeah. I know where you are. Yep.
Well, here's the thing. Here's yep. the thing with Coach Sirianni.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
Yes.
Didn't even notice him yesterday.
Perfect.
I literally did not notice Nick Sirianni yesterday.
Besides his hoodie. It's a good-looking hoodie.
Well, they all got those hoodies.
I know, but it's a cool hoodie. It's first
the white one. Salute to service.
Yes, the white.
Silver and white hoodie.
Yep.
Yeah. But seriously, I didn't see any I didn't see the histrionics on the sideline. I didn't see the mugging, yelling at officials. He didn't do the whole talking to Cowboy players, talking trash, like he's really playing in the game. And more importantly, he let the flow of the game be the flow of the game. He let the flow of the game be the flow of the game. And quite frankly, I think more people or most people would prefer to have it that way. They're willing to tolerate Coach Sirianni being the head coach and being how he is. The players love him. I think people are okay with that now. This whole myth that the locker room that doesn't have Nick Sirianni, like that's been beat to death, and it certainly has no truth to it. But fans don't want to feel like the coach is disrupting the game.
Especially with the way they perceive this yes. particular coach.
Yeah, right? So I man. And I didn't realize until today. I was like, man, I didn't even realize Coach Sirianni. I didn't notice Coach Sirianni at all yesterday during the game. And that's a good thing.
It also seems like the universe did him a favor with the fourth down and two-point conversion stuff in that he was never really in a situation where either of those things made sense. Mm-hmm. You know, there weren't any penalties on the extra point points. That put him at the one. I don't remember really any fourth downs in Cowboys territory that seemed like a don't go for it, go for it situation. So it's almost like somebody somewhere was like, let's give Nick an opportunity yeah. to take a breather this week,
yeah.
you know. 215-592-9494. Paul in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Yo, what's going on? Yo, what's up, Ike?
What's up, Paul?
What's up, Jack?
Yo.
All right, listen, man, real quick. Spike. Well, first of all, before I go in, let me get some Ike juice.
Oh, yeah, hook him up. They must have been drinking that Ike
yes,
juice.
Sir. Good job, Buzz.
Yes. Everyone needs to ask for Ike juice.
Yes, sir. All right, listen. Spike, are you satisfied with Jalen now?
Well, it depends on what satisfied means.
Okay. Is beyond being serviceable, you think he's more than serviceable now?
I think he is. I think you can win with him. He is not how I would design a quarterback, but I think he has played well enough over the last several weeks for you to win with him.
Okay.
But I would say this, Paul, is turnovers are different for every quarterback. A quarterback that throws it 35 to 40 times a game, you're going to sort of
what
excuse. Just hang on. You're going to excuse interceptions more than a quarterback that's throwing it 20 times a game. So all that is to say that it's really important for him to play clean games in that way.
Right, because he hasn't been playing clean games for what?
Well, he hasn't. Weeks? He hasn't over the last two or three games. He hasn't. So here's what I'd say. I am going to continue to call out when he does things that I
that I don't think are additive to winning. And yesterday he turned it over twice. The game before that he put the ball in harm's way, and the game before that he put the ball in harm's way. So he had a good streak for a while. The positive I would say is that he seems more than willing to acknowledge when he does those things and seems aware of it. It doesn't mean they're going to go away, but he seems more aware of it. So
right,
I think he is good enough to win. I think he is below the elite level quarterbacks in the NFL, but he is right there with a bunch of other quarterbacks that are also imperfect.
Let's go to the defense. All right.
Yes.
Ain't we balling?
Man.
Or we ain't balling.
No, we balling, bro. We
balling now.
Yeah.
Here we go. Look, the young boys is doing their thing. And that's the way. Listen, at the beginning of the season, I said this. I was like, yo, you got to let the young boys play.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly what BG said. Our young boys is there. They working. He there to make sure that they get in the right position, got the right mind frame to go ahead and play the defense the way Vic wants it to be ran, and to execute and dominate when they get on the field.
Yeah.
Are they doing it now?
They doing it. They are.
Is there any doubt?
No.
Well,
no.
A little bit. I mean,
no.
it was Cooper Rush.
Go ahead, Jack.
Listen. They have done a good job. I'm excited about the defense.
It was Cooper Rush. It was Joe Burrow. It was Daniel Jones. It was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
It was Derek Carr.
Burrow's a real one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Cooper Rush yesterday was egregious. I mean, he was egregious yesterday.
It doesn't mean they didn't play well, but it does mean they have some tests in front of them.
Yeah, it's going to be I can't wait. Like you said earlier, I'm excited to see what the defense can do. I'm not a doubter of the defense, but it was Cooper
Rush. I love
Rush.
This defense. I haven't been this excited. Now, listen, 2022 defense was outstanding.
Mm.
It smothered people. But I never felt like those were our guys. Right? Like I appreciate they wore the Midnight Green and their Eagles and they helped get us to the Super Bowl. This is homegrown talent. These are guys that you drafted and you're developing. Even Nolan Smith.
I know.
We all got positive outlooks on Nolan Smith right now.
Which is shocking to me, honestly. It really is. I give him credit because he had bust written all over.
Yes.
And the thing, Paul.
Well, I agree with Spike on that.
Everybody thought he looked like a bust.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're. Yeah.
You thought he looked like one. I'm talking about now.
Now he looks good. Yeah. I'm saying it's credit to him and credit to them for sticking with him and a credit to him for continuing to build because the thing I noticed about Nolan Smith is. Even if he doesn't make the play, he always seems like he's around the play.
Oh, he's around the football. Yeah.
Got nose for it, Spike.
Yeah, I see him around the play. And I think this is my favorite thing about the defense this year is they noticed early in the year they weren't tackling well. And, man, ever since the bye, they just hit hard.
They're wrapping up.
Yeah.
They're wrapping up. One more question before I go. What y'all think about Trot getting in more, playing more, Trot Jr.?
For who?
Well, I liked it yesterday. Well, no, he's not. Those two guys aren't coming off the field.
Right.
Yeah. Trot is going to have to – Trot. I don't even call him Trot. It's Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah is going to have to –
Thank you for the call, Paul.
He's going to have to wait for his opportunity next year or, you know, be ready in case something were to happen with these guys. But – these two guys right now are playing so well, they're not coming off the field.
They're
three-down linebackers.
Sure.
Nakobe has turned himself into a three-down linebacker.
I think for Trot Jr., though I would love for him to get an opportunity,
sure.
It's not the worst thing in the world for a fifth-round pick to be around the team, play special teams, watch guys who are playing well. Somebody will eventually get – I don't wish injury upon anyone.
Sure.
But there will be an opportunity. If it's not this year, then it'll be next year for him to get on the field.
Yes.
And I think he's probably got a better shot of performing well, having more time to soak all of this in and then get it in the game than opposed to being forced to do it immediately.
No doubt. A couple things. Absolutely right on that, Spike. It's hard to be out there and learning on the job. Secondly, he is a true junior, meaning he's young, so he has plenty of time. Thirdly, his dad didn't play his rookie year. I don't even think Trot was active the first 9 or 10 weeks of the season. His dad.
And look how that turned out.
And look how that turned out pretty damn well. So,
right.
Neff is going to be okay. It's it's actually a testament to how well these linebackers are playing that nobody's even brought that up.
It's actually shocking.
Because that's how good these linebackers are playing.
Right, right. Yeah. I would have thought there would have been one week where they would look bad enough.
Well, those first couple of weeks, I didn't know.
Well, even Bond, though.
No, Bond's been fine.
Yeah, Bond's been fine. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big I, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Monday.
What up, Yoshi?
Man, what up, baby? Look, I love Jeremiah Trotter Jr. myself, and I want to see him play. But when these cats playing the way they playing, he ain't even thinking about nobody who behind them right now. Like, ain't even thinking about nobody that's on the bench. I mean, Zach Bond, man, what's his name? Sign him right now. Extend him right now. That boy is a monster. I mean, 53 is always around the ball. And the Kobe, you know, once again, the Kobe, I apologize. I'm so glad that you're healthy. Because that boy is balling his tail off. I mean, you can't say enough about them two rookie cornerbacks out there. You just got to love them. And I expect the Super Bowl. Every year when the numbers say I have a chance, I expect the Super Bowl. You come into the season. We come into the season with a talented team and question marks on defense. But you still expect to go far. You expect to win. And if you expect to win, you expect to get the reward. So I always, until the numbers tell me different, I'm going, like last year, it looked bad, but we were still winning. I expected that at some point we were going to turn around and be lights out. So, yes, we are Super Bowl contender. Ike, don't you guarantee nothing. Keep your mouth closed. You can be hyped, be happy. Just no guarantees. I expect to win.
Hey,
man, I love this.
I was just about to ask that, too. Like, is it okay for me to say it now, or I got to stay out?
You know,
no, it's working. It's working. So I'm sticking with it.
That's right. That's right. The way you playing your hand right now, that's how you keep playing it, baby. Don't do nothing different. Nothing different.
Okay. Stay on that side, Ike.
You know, what'd you say? What'd you say, Spike?
I told him to stay on that side.
Yeah, keep doubting him.
Yep, that's keep doubting him.
And Spike, you keep what's name on when y'all pick your picks, you keep going for the other team. That is also working. That is working so good. Jack, keep
it's
doing that little nonchalant BS that you're doing. That's working too. Everything is working. We just got to keep doing what we're doing. And everybody stop calling in getting mad at Spike. He's a super villain. You know what? Lex Luthor was the greatest super villain, but I rooted for him. And that's who Spike is. Spike is smart. He ain't got no physical superpowers, but he's smart. He is smart. He can invent all this crap for y'all to be mad at. He is great. He's like Jeffrey from daggone House of Dragons.
Joffrey.
You know what I'm talking about. What's his name? Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I hate that little boy.
Yeah, never saw it.
But he was a great villain. Spike, you are an excellent villain. Keep doing what you're doing. Yep. I ain't mad at nothing. And you know what's good about this team? This team is mature this year. Everything that we nitpick about every week or people is harping on, is corrected the next week. What's the name? I mean, this is not team accountability because they will be a fraud team. This is team maturity. They are a good team. They mature each and every week. I love how they are going about their business. Talking about Jalen Ankle, that boy looked fast as I don't know what yesterday. And yeah, he played suspect in the first quarter. What's the name? But after that, I mean, he threw some darts for touchdowns. I mean, Spike, leave him alone. Spike, keep doing what you're doing.
All right.
Keep doing what you're doing. And then real quick, Spike, I hope you beat Ike. I'm going to go for you this week. I want you to beat Ike. You know why?
I already beat him. It's over.
We wait until tomorrow. That's why I'm gonna keep saying I hope. I'm so glad you beat Ike.
It's over.
What's name was cool dude, but then what's name when he get around his little friends, he wanna talk trash.
I'm still good.
Ike was my buddy.
I'm still good.
No, Captain Kangaroo, you're a loser this week.
I'm a loser this week. I am.
That's right. You lost to that little boy. You let Lex Luthor beat you. You loser. And Spike, right. You know what? You're still fraud. I'm still coming for you. Yeah, you a punk for hanging with them, because I know you're going to be on their side when you get off the phone with Spike. Spike going to say something. Hey, yes, she is a fine fan. And like, I see what this is about now.
Yeah, we're going to get the last word in, so keep going. Yeah,
yeah, you can talk forever.
As soon as you get off the phone, you're getting it, so just know that.
Yep.
I don't care. You know what? I bullied y'all right now. And real quick, stop bullying Buzz. Buzz be checking on me like every 15 seconds.
Yes, finally. It's week 10, Buzz. Week 10, Yoshi.
Yeah, it's good. Bullying. Bullying works.
Like, I can't nobody check on me as much as Buzz. I'm about to start calling him mama. That boy check on me so damn much. Love, love y'all. Talk to you later, baby.
See you, Yosh. His fantasy team sucks.
Sucks.
It sucks.
Terrible. That's why he's doing all that yelling.
Flash in the pan early in the season. He's like the New Orleans Saints of the fantasy league.
And then you know you're rooting for somebody else to beat me.
Because he can. Because
you can't beat me.
It's pathetic.
You know?
I expect more out of Yoshi. All right. You want to laugh at the Cowboys?
Yes.
So I think what we do is we play the Micah Parsons thing first and then the Sun section. So... Micah Parsons spoke after the game yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
Mike's on the final year of his contract, so outside there's, of course, going to be questions. What's the sentiment inside the locker room, and what do you tell people who are wondering about whether McCarthy will be your coach next year?
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that
would hurt.
I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
You guys were tuned.
So
that last comment hurt.
You want to talk about the difference between the way players talk about their coach in a tough time. All you need to do is listen to the way the Eagles talked about Sirianni and the way Micah Parsons just talked about Mike McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Above my pay grade is one thing. Then he can go wherever he wants next year. And then all these guys worked harder than Mike McCarthy ever did.
Well, that's the one that really stung.
I mean, come on, man.
Because I think the whole he can go wherever may have been taken out of context. He didn't frame it correctly, but I think kind of what he was saying that Mike McCarthy's a coach. He's going to get a job somewhere else at some point. Zach Martin may be at the end of his career. There's some other guys on the last year of the deal. He wanted to win for them. That part I could sort of, because this has been talked about all morning nationally.
Sure.
And so I could see sort of that angle that maybe we misconstrued what he said. Maybe. Maybe. But that final comment about.
It was just a shot. He said these guys worked harder than Mike McCarthy ever did.
Yeah, there's no way to phrase that. that's clearly a guy who isn't in support of the coach from a standpoint of, I want this dude to be my coach moving forward.
Would you have pause putting a guy like Micah Parsons on your team, seeing the way that he handles all this stuff? The guy can even as talented as he is.
Yeah.
Just the Mondays, even the podcast afterwards, he seems almost too free to say whatever he's feeling and that kind of stuff. That thing about the coach doesn't help. We said this about Jalen. It doesn't help anybody when you talk that way about the guy that is the head coach. If he's going to get fired, he's going to get fired. You don't need to put something in the media to, you know, to cause it. Jerry Jones is going to make that decision whether he makes that decision.
Yeah.
So you would think twice.
Well, it would give me cause to pause, but I would still do it. You would have to trust your own locker room.
Yeah.
The leadership there. Would he come in and be able to fit in? Because he is a tremendous player. But you also have to be willing to you got to let him be himself or don't get him. Don't go get him. I said this when T.O. was here. You don't go get somebody. T.O. had his reputation preceded him. So you knew what you were getting when you traded for T.O. You got to be prepared to handle that.
Yeah.
And before it gets to the point that it got to. So with Micah Parsons, quite frankly, we already have a guy similar. His name is just not as big as Micah Parsons nationally. I mean, Darius Slay does his podcast. He goes on. He does his thing.
Yep.
Right? Like Slay talks or what have you.
And by the way, if things were going bad here, that Darius Slay stuff would be blown up to a, yes, a completely different proportion.
Yes. Well, we saw it last year.
Yes. So
I would still do it.
So we
we've still do it.
We've talked a lot about Jalen, or we haven't even talked that much about it, but talked some about Jalen and the son.
Yeah.
So this is a great 1-2 punch. So here is CeeDee Lamb after the game.
Definitely with you and Ferguson, a little bit of miscommunication.
Couldn't see the ball. Couldn't see the ball at all.
The son.
But
in favor of Kobe.
Yes. 1,000%.
So then Jerry Jones was asked about the son, and here's what he had to say.
By the way, we know where the son's gonna be when we decide to flip the coin or not. So we do know where the damn son's gonna be in our own stadium.
Why not put the curtains up?
Why not mitigate that?
What?
The sun and CeeDee's
eyes. Well, let's just tear the damn stadium down, build another. You kidding me?
But it's not. You don't have
Everybody's
to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the sun's going to be. So every team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the sun is and not calling
his saying. I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the sun, and I said, about the sun, where's the moon? But, we're fine, but everybody plays in the sun out here.
Where's the moon?
That's a fed-up coach. I mean, fed-up owner.
Yes.
That's what that is. He doesn't want to hear excuses about the sun and...
Where's the moon?
Yeah.
Wants to tear the stadium down and start all over.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very irritated.
Yeah, he was. Well, yeah. By the way, so if Mike McCarthy is speaking 30 minutes ago, there's sun glare on him. So they did get a shade this time.
It's going bad.
It's going really bad.
Spike, you haven't hit on many things. You hit on that one.
Well, I've hit a couple things.
Well, I meant before the season.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Justin, while the season is going on.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yes, you had this pegged out early.
Yeah, the fall season. Apart of the Cowboys.
Yes.
To be honest with you, this is... Better than ever I could have even imagined.
This seems especially collapsy.
Yeah.
Like, but, they've had bad seasons in the last couple of years, but this one feels, like, worse.
Is it really?
I don't know. Like, it just seems like there's more toxicity down there.
It feels like the end of something to me.
I agree.
It just feels like the end of whatever this era is.
Well, the
me.
Problem is, here's the funny thing. The end of the Mike McCarthy era.
Yes. Well, the players are going to be there.
Well,
yeah,
he just resigned the star players, so they aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is they had to beg for their supper. That you know, CeeDee Lamb is like, why am I begging for my money when I put up these numbers last year? And I got, you made me wait an extra year already.
Yep.
And now I'm still waiting to get paid. Dak Prescott, the day before the game or the day of the game when he signed his new deal.
So you have to pay them, but you don't get the goodwill that comes back with paying them because they had to beg for it.
Man, they had to beg for it. And they had to wait. By everybody else.
And it cost them more.
Yes. Meanwhile, the Eagles are going out and saying, we want to reward our star young players. We're committed to you guys. So much so, we're going to pay you sooner than we really have to. The Cowboys haven't figured it out yet.
The Dak thing, I could understand if they weren't going to sign him. Or the CeeDee Lamb thing.
You're
not letting go of CeeDee Lamb.
Yes, exactly.
And the market is determined by when everybody else pays. Like, it's just there. So he let everyone else raise it, and then CeeDee Lamb just had to get paid the most.
Yes.
So they handled it as poorly as they could.
Meanwhile, they could have went and got the guy who's from down there in that area and wanted to go there. Somehow he ended up in Baltimore.
Right.
They could have got him. He wanted to go to Dallas.
So, Jack gives
King
out.
King Henry, in case people don't know who I'm talking about.
Right.
King. Well, I know you guys do, but yes.
Jack gives out.
Half a million people listening.
Jack gives out his game balls every Monday at 5.
About to turn from half a million into 750 million.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, it goes up to 750.
Yeah, sure.
So, the big question is, will Jalen get a game ball, and will Nick Sirianni get a game ball?
The intrigue.
We'll have to find out. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.